Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. This episode we have in-car audio of one of my two favorite vehicles ever produced in motor racing. This being the 1982-ish to 85 Jaguar XJR5 from Bob Tullius' Group 44 IMSA GTP program, created by the great Lee Dykstra. And this 6-liter V12 was one of the things that I can point back to in my youth in the mid-80s that I can say hooked me on motor racing in a way that I hadn't been before. And I'm not saying that I wasn't hooked before, but this sound, I can credit it among maybe two or three other sounds from my youth that 100% without question sparked my passion for the sound of motor racing vehicles. Made me want to go and stand next to a corner, close my eyes so there's no other distractions, and just listen to the glory as it passes by. This 6-liter V12 is, for me, that's what this is. This is among the two most glorious sounds I have heard in motor racing, the other one being 1988 Audi 200 5-cylinder turbo Trans Am car, and its much more fierce following example, the 1989 IMSA GTO Audi 90. And yes, between these two, at least for me, there's nothing greater to listen to in motor racing. There are many great sounds. I'm not saying others aren't within a fraction of a percent of the greatness of this car. Just for me, this is it. So thankfully, Randall Smalley, who owns this 1985 Jag XJR5, let me put my audio recorder at the very back of the car, very close to the exhaust pipes. And this is something that, as I'm able to, doesn't always happen. Usually folks are comfortable with me putting my audio recorder in the cockpit. As I can, I try to put them close to the exhaust outlet so you can get a better representation of what you hear trackside. And at least for me, that's what we have here. It is... it is the best. It's just the best. Randall, freely admit, Randall's a little bit older. He is not the type to extract 10 tenths out of the car. This is from a vintage event at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca. But you can hear what this car sounds like with his boot stuck in it sometimes. And just whether it's full acceleration, on deceleration, at idle, whatever. Oh, it's just something to drink in. So you're going to hear the warm-up lap and then the race. About halfway through the race, for me at least, he really does start to attack a little bit harder. But I just hope you enjoy this. And there are a couple of other XJR5s and XJR7s that frequent vintage races. And as I'm able to in the coming year or years, I'm going to try and record more. If we can get some IMSA veterans, ALMS veterans, and others behind the wheel, those are the ones I'm certainly going to go after so that we can hear the big cat screaming the way that it was intended to. You can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, on marshallpruitt.com, and also on Podbean, which hosts all of our podcasts. All right, off we go. Randall Smalley, 1985 Jaguar XJR5 6-liter V12. Brilliant. that was my favorite racing sound, in-car, almost exhaust outlet audio of the 1985 Jaguar XJR5 V12. Just to me, the perfect combination of cylinders in a motor racing vehicle. I've heard some inline sixes, specifically from BMW, that almost mimic the V12, especially if it's a little bit higher revving, but for the most part, there's nothing like a V12, whether it's Jaguar, a Ferrari, especially Ferrari in Formula One, Honda when they were making V12s in F1, and it's just something that, due to its size and some of the packaging limitations, especially in a formula car or prototype, you end up getting a little bit longer wheelbase than is desirable. So I understand the reasons for the V12 going the way of the dinosaur for the most part, but man, it just makes being able to climb on board here, put on your headphones, and press those headphones to your ears to let no sound escape, to hear this V12. It's everything I live for, man. I'm telling you. I've been doing this for most of my life in some way, shape, or form, turning a wrench, engineering, taking photos, writing stories, stuff like this, where I just get to take my audio recorder, walk over to somebody and say, I love your vehicle. It is my personal sustenance. Can I please put my recorder somewhere where I would really like to have it capture the sound of your vehicle and then keep this and then listen to this, because I'm a total dork that way. And I really have never had anyone say no. And I'm so thankful for that, because it allows me to then share this passion with you and the kind comments that come back for the variety of weird audio that I throw your way. Some of them obvious, some of them less obvious, some of them a little bit older like this. If you are a regular listener to the Marshall Pruitt podcast, you have come to know that it is just a big part of my heart. So thank you for listening along. All right. As always, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.